This is Claude Anderson from Marketing to Full Pay. Today we are going to talk about what is weakening your brand message. In the story Peter Pan, Tinkerbell starts to disappear. Why? Because the other characters stopped believing in her. When members of your school community don't believe in your brand message, it starts to fade away too. By this I mean they don't emphasize it to each other or in the conversations with prospects, alumni, students, or parents. It's not emphasized in speeches or on family tours or alumni gatherings. Some don't know how to describe it, believe in it, or care about it. When you don't talk about it, its power starts to disappear, like Tinkerbell. If you don't know what it is, its power starts to disappear faster, and your school starts to blend in among the other countless educational opportunities that cost less in most cases. For example, public schools, summer schools, cyber schools, and after-school programs. You have the schools that are similar to you in price. Among these schools, families will resort to college or secondary placement lists to determine the best brand or perhaps the quality of your facilities. I can always find teachers in private schools who say they would not pay full tuition for the education they are providing, even if they had the means. There are faculty in your schools who don't believe in the cost of your brand. Why? Because even though they work in the school and often have their children enrolled, they still don't see enough evidence showing them that it is worth the full cost. They will take it at a discount. That's okay. This creates a less helpful mindset when they are at your admissions events speaking with parents who are considering paying the full tuition. They aren't disciples of the brand and therefore don't convey the passion that is needed to convince a family of its value. They will talk passionately about their subject, but without the brand differentiation, your school is in a weaker position. Why would families feel any differently than employees who also don't think the education is worth the cost, or who come short on explaining why your brand is worth the cost? The full-pay families have higher expectations than non-full-pay families. Many come from communities with the best public school choices. When they look at your school's college placement list compared to their public schools list, they see possibilities of getting into the top colleges and universities from both of you, even though the numbers getting into the top colleges might favor your school. However, your school is costing considerably more. This changes the value equation. They start thinking that maybe a private school education isn't necessary. To be successful among the full pay family group, you need to promulgate a brand that has value and that the employees, faculty, staff, administrators will believe and get behind to support. So what is the brand message at your school that almost everyone is talking about in a passionate way? Once you have identified the brand message, below are five ideas to keep it alive. Number one. The leadership has to talk about its importance to the program and its necessity to achieve the mission of the school all the time. This will get your community to start thinking about it and making it more natural for them to speak about it. Number two, after you demonstrated how it is important, ask your allies to use it, faculty, students, board members, and parent volunteers. All segments need to support the brand, which means you have to demonstrate that you are that brand. Number three, it should be seen on your websites among the correspondences that you send to faculty, current families, alumni, and prospects. Number four, it needs to be made known through many speeches that are given by the leadership to faculty, students, parents, and prospects. Don't forget, your faculty, students, and parents who are helping with events, they need to have your brand in their conversations with prospects as well. Number five, measure how important it is to the consumer through a survey. Evidence of the consumer liking the brand, being enthusiastic about it, makes for proud stakeholders, which will encourage them to talk about it even more. The school may have a focused brand message, but it is imperative that all school employees understand and express this brand message when they engage with prospective students and their parents. If this doesn't happen, your brand becomes weakened. It starts to disappear, and its power for enrolling full-pay families will slowly fade away. Thank you for listening. This is Claude Anderson from Marketing to Full Pay.